On radio. More of the good stuff. CliffCentral.com.
Welcome back to the good stuff, Cliff Central's very own happy hour with myself, Brent Lindekew, the good things guy, and I've got Kerry sitting next to me, the good news girl.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. It's Tuesday. We get to hang out in studio with you guys and bring you all sorts of inspirational stories and good news. Why? Because we don't concentrate on guck.
And because we can.
And because we can.
And
that's,
we want to.
That's the truth. I just did a little Facebook Live video that showed you the backstage of what we sort of do.
Go check it out.
It was pretty manic this morning because I literally...
It was a crazy morning.
Usually I get you a good like 30 minutes before, have a cup of coffee, sort of catch up with the team.
I was looking around and I'm like,
Kerry nearly almost did the show all by herself today.
No, Kerry nearly platzed herself.
We wouldn't have minded that. All right, so we've got bomb threats happening in our shopping centres.
Yes, it's amazing.
We have petrol price going up, food going up. We have our president doing whatever he's doing. We've got all sorts of stuff that we will not mention at all.
Nope.
Because that's what we do. We don't bring you that news that you see all over the other news websites. We bring you the good stuff.
Actually, you know what's going on, a terrorist thing? There has been a report from all the shopping centers to say that you guys are safe. You can still shop. Yay!
So is that for real, though?
Yes, it is for real.
I saw a tweet from Jonathan Witt, who I follow. He's quite great. And he actually said, how incredibly stupid do you have to be to ignore 3 terrorist threats? Like, maybe not. Maybe just take a break from the shops this week. It'll save your wallet. it might save your life. You just don't know. So that's what's going on in South Africa. This is the good stuff that you're tuned into. It comes to you every Tuesday on Cliff Central. We bring you all sorts of good news stories. Kerry and I troll the internet for the week, and we try to find you the top 5 good news stories, which she finds and she emails them to me, and she's like, Brenty, we need to speak about this. So we're going to bring you that in a bit. Plus, we're also interviewing representatives from Dogtown, South Africa.
Yes.
They're a really cool pro-life animal rehabilitation center that specializes in what they call problem dogs. So I'm looking forward to find out a little bit more about them
I'm
and what
excited.
They do. Animal stories are cool, man.
I know. And I mean, it's. I think there's a whole, what is the word? I don't know. There's a stigma around a lot of dogs, a lot of different dogs. And I think they can educate us today.
Cool. So I'm excited to speak to them. Plus, we'll bring you our updates as we do every week with the CEO sleep out, but not just the CEO sleep out. We're about the sympathy sleep out. And if you don't know what that is, make sure you stay tuned because we want to tell you how you can do good just by sleeping. Pretty much.
At the office.
Having a quick nap at the office.
You know,
not right now, though. Don't be napping right now. That's the wrong thing to do.
Some people actually encourage a nap at work during the day.
They do. Google have got like beds and stuff at their offices.
Yeah, and you sleep for half an hour.
We don't work for Google. I've got a couch over there, though, in the studio. So if you want to have a quick nap.
No, thanks.
You can if you want to.
It's all good.
No, we're going to concentrate on the good stuff.
Exactly.
We'll also have the Huddle Up girls as we do every week. It's Kirst and Paige from Huddle Up who come in and bring us a whole bunch of good news stories. And I'm lying. They tell us what to do. They're a dating site for charities. That's what they do. You can see I'm not reading off any notes or anything. It's all just babbling. They bring us all a way to get involved right now that you could do something and change something and really make a difference. I call them a dating site for charities because they find those charities that really, 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 really need something and then they marry it with a corporate, an individual or a person that can help.
Yes, they spend time with organizations.
Yeah, so super rad. We'll speak to them a little bit later. If you want to get involved with the conversation, you can tweet us at cliffcentral.com or myself, Brent Lindekew or Kerry Stain, or you can send us a message via a WeChat account because we live on WeChat. Or you can give us a call on 0861-555-189 because that's how we get in touch. Kerry, just a little bit of an update.
Yes.
So, I mean, we've brought this story a couple of times that we've spoken about it. It's Hope the Rhino.
Yes.
Which, I mean, it's quite drastic what happened to this rhino.
I know.
She's only 6 years old.
Yes.
And she had her horn taken off.
Mm-hmm.
And the poachers, apparently most of the poachers don't know what the hell they're doing. And I guess they didn't ever go to poaching school. But they think that if they
is there a school?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
If they can remove more of the rhino horn, they feel like they'll get more kilograms for it. But it's like a nail. So it only starts and ends at a certain point.
Yeah.
And what they do and why they end up killing these rhinos is because they chop it off too far.
Yeah.
Hope went through this. They literally cut off her face, really.
Yeah.
But she survived.
I know, right?
She survived. And the update to that is a year later, in 12 months, they've started seeing, I mean, she's going through a lot of rehab. The costs are over R500,000 to help this
face
rhino.
It's all bandaged.
It's all bandaged. But the good news here is that there is a sign that her horn is starting to grow again.
I know. It's beautiful.
So that's flipping cool.
I know. And you can see, I mean, she's got bandages and stuff on her face still, but you can see the horn coming through.
The horn's coming through. Yes. And you know, it's going to be cool. When they start like a breeding program and stuff with her, it's going to be pretty rad. Because that's when it counts.
I think it's amazing. You know what? And the fact that they've actually put in the time for rehab and to get her back to health, really.
Completely. 100%.
Because people don't really care about that.
No.
A lot of people don't.
No.
And it's like, oh, it's just another rhino, shame. It's just, you know.
But it's not, actually.
But it's not.
They're an endangered species. Yes. Also on that point, and it's got nothing to do with actual wildlife, but zebra cabs.
Yes, I see that. Tell me about it.
So Uber put their prices down.
Oh, dear. Yes.
And then they put their prices up again.
Okay.
Because of whatever reason. I'm not sure what they were thinking, but the prices went down and now they've gone back up. And, you know, Uber's become part of our lifestyle. It's something that we tap into.
I know.
And use. And for the most part, South Africa doesn't have such great competition for them. They own the monopoly, or so we thought. So we thought. Zebra Cabs are a cab company that is 100% South African owned.
Yes.
They worked as a taxi association, so they didn't really work as Uber did. But they've just launched an app.
Really?
Which is the Zebra Cab app. Which works exactly the same
and
as
you'll
Uber.
And you'll see zebra cabs. They are what you I mean.
They're a zebra. They're black and white.
Yes, and they've got zebra stripes all over their cars.
All over the cars. And what's really flipping cool is they are now cheaper than Uber.
Oh, my hat. Well, so, you know what? That's not a bad thing.
Competition is healthy. If you're looking for rides or whatever.
You know, it's like a... I just got to get an Uber. Unlike me, I get stuck in places because I didn't have Uber on my phone.
No, I had Uber on my phone. I still got Uber on my phone. But then over the weekend, I heard about this whole zebra thing. And on Saturday, I was like, let me test it out. I'm going to log in.
Let's get a zebra.
Let's see what happens.
I'm going to get a zebra, guys.
And I got a zebra and I first checked it against Uber and it was cheaper.
Yeah.
It was cheaper. I don't know what... Kirst is doing. I don't know what she's. So we've got a window here that you can see out into the lounge and you can see what's sort of
it's
going
like a
on.
Fishbowl.
We're in a fishbowl and we have a whole bunch of people that are sitting working or eating or drinking or doing whatever they're doing. And Kirst has just come up to the window and thrown something against the window and I'm not sure what it is. So maybe text us and let us know so that we can talk about it as well. The other thing that is sort of current and happening is the elections that are coming up in... What is it?
August. Yes.
And they've just released the stats this morning that 26.3 million South Africans have registered.
Wow, that's a lot, eh?
That's more than ever before. It's 77% of the voting population because you can't vote if you're under 18.
Yes.
So, or if you're not a South African resident or citizen.
That's amazing. So it's like a...
It's like a revolution. 77% of the voting population.
That is incredible. And we had an issue with the whole voting thing. I mean, with the whole registration thing.
Yeah.
So this is like, wow, this is great.
It's really great.
This is showing like amazing results then.
Hashtag change is coming, I think.
Wow.
How cool.
Now we wait for August.
For August. Well, I need to ask since, I mean, it's there. Did you register?
Yes, of course I did.
Of course. It's such a terrible word.
And then I had a conversation with a couple of people and they're like, why must I register? Because, I mean, you know, I'm just one person. And you could be that one person that changes.
Yeah, I understand. I get it. But I feel it's important. So I hope that everybody's registered. We've registered and we are going to vote. And that's all the catch up news I have. Do you have anything that you want to catch up on? Or are we going to catch up in the good news stories?
We are catching up in the good news stories.
We're going to catch up in the good news stories. So every week, as I said, Kirst, Kerry and I search for... there's too many K's here. Kirst, Kerry. We search for the good news stories from around the world and we literally dig deep. Let's dig deep.
That's what Kirst was looking at on the window.
What is it?
Josie Bear 24/7 taxi exhaling app.
So it's another...
another one.
A competition
but
is
alive.
Look
how cute that is. It's called Josie Bear. So we've got zebras, we've got bears.
That's flipping cool.
Wow, and it's growing.
Okay, Josie Bear, if you're listening, we've just punted you. So maybe give
and
us a call
what?
And let us know
like,
what you do.
And it's also, it's like people get it like, it's proudly South African.
It's the way to go, man. It's the way to go.
Yeah, and she says it's another taxi app like Uber. It's new.
Oh, very rad. Okay, cool. So if you guys are part of Josie Bear, give us a call. We want to know what you do and why you're different. That's important. Right now, we're going to concentrate on our good news stories for the week. It's the top five. As I said, we search for these stories and bring you the top five trending good news stories from around the world. And we try to find South African ones as well, which is always never difficult.
Exactly.
Never difficult. What do we have at number five?
Okay, so when I was looking for stories, I was looking for like the top ones and stuff. And then... I just love
the way there's a terms and conditions here. I just need to explain myself. So we just want to explain first. We're going to put a terms and conditions to the top five stories. Why? Because of nepotism and being biased.
There's no nepotism here at all, but okay, it was shared so many times.
Speak us through this, please.
Okay. A man has helped a fellow South African with a random act of kindness that will blow your mind and inspire you completely. Okay, so this story is about me.
And that's where the nepotism and the biasness comes from.
No, not at all, but it was so amazing. So a couple of weeks ago, there's a guy called Ian, and Ian McCrea, and he owns a company called Boston Food Trucks, Boston Food Truck Company. He wanted to come and give everybody here lunch.
So, here being Cliff Central, not in your car, your office.
Yeah, no, Cliff Central, he wanted to bring everybody lunch. We started chatting, and he started telling me about his business and how he started with Boston Food Truck Company. And we had one thing in common. He was telling me about his dad that passed away from cancer, and then I started telling him about my dad. Strews Bob, next day, he's like, no, I want to help you. I'm paying it forward in loving memory of my dad. He gave me a car.
It's a 1949 Ford
Prefect.
Prefect.
So it is.
And let me tell you, I don't want to do alliteration here, but it's in perfect condition.
Yes, it is.
I saw photos of it, and it is pristine.
It is.
Pristine, perfect Prefect.
It is perfect, actually.
Okay, so I need you to let this sink in, people listening. Kerry, received a brand spanking, perfectly conditioned car.
A classic car.
A classic vintage car, which is going to sell for a big truckload of money, which is going to help her and her father and everybody in between. And that, I mean, that is phenomenal. That is a cool thing.
You know
what?
And then I thought to myself, I'm like, he's like, no, I'm just going to deliver it to your house. And I thought to myself, I'm like, really? And he's like, I'm a man of my word. The next day, I had this car delivered to my house. It's there. I have it.
Man, so it's very cool. We're going to let you know what's happening with the auction because I think it's important that we all get involved in this. Are you going to do it online?
Yes.
I think an online auction is the best.
We're going to chat again today. And let's let you know, I've never met him, man. I still haven't met him. We chat on the phone.
We need to bring him into the show.
Okay, yay.
Wow, that is so inspiring. And I don't even want the food, but if you happen to come in your food truck, I'm not going to say no. So, yeah, we'll have him on the show. That's flippin' cool. We're going to post that up online so that you can read about it as well. What do we have at number four?
Acting National Police Commissioner stops robbery while shopping with his wife.
So, I mean... You know, it's the good stuff, and he was out in Rosebank Spa.
Mm-hmm.
His wife was in the spa, and he was in the car, and he saw all of this go down. He saw people sort of with balaclavas, and like in the movies.
Yeah.
He saw this all going down, and he was like, no ways.
Exactly.
I'm not only a policeman, but I'm going to stop this.
Yeah.
And he went to the rescue. He stopped the robbery, saved the store from losing whatever that would have been stolen. And there was a little bit of a scuffle that was involved, just something
small.
Yeah, there
was a little bit of...
But he's okay.
Yes.
And you know what? Kudos to him.
Yeah.
Kudos to him, because that's what you want to hear your police are doing.
You know what? He was probably sitting there thinking, is this actually happening? And then he was thinking about his wife because he was in the car. So obviously he had to jump in. Like, can you believe that?
Well, these are the stories that we should be hearing daily from South Africa.
Well, good for you.
As how our police are doing what they're supposed to be doing. So that's a cool story. And you know what? He's acting police commissioner. Mm. Make him the flippant police commissioner.
Well done.
Well done. Well done. We'll post that online as well. What do we have at number three?
Meet the 10 refugees who will compete in the Olympics.
I love this.
Yes.
I love it. Not only because it's sport, and I believe that sport builds so much in our society, whether it's teamwork, responsibility, sort of, it builds a lot of character within people.
Definitely.
But these refugees from all around the world, and don't
Syria,
just think...
South
yeah,
Sudan,
everywhere.
Democratic Republic of Congo.
It is everywhere. They've
They're going to Rio.
They're going to Rio. It's fully paid for by the Olympics.
Yes.
And because they are refugees.
This is incredible.
They're going to be flying or competing under the Olympic flag.
Yes.
So they're going to have an Olympic gear. Mm-hmm. They're going to have an Olympic flag. When they do their national anthem, it's going to be the Olympic national anthem.
Oh.
They've been owned by the Olympic.
And
how
that's amazing.
Crazy.
And you know what? They are refugees. So they have... They probably feel like they have no place.
Now they do.
Yes, exactly.
Now they do. They can live in all the
amazing.
Olympic villages around
well
the
done.
World.
Yes.
It's very cool. Very cool. We're going to post that online so that you can meet all 10 of them. What do we have at number 2?
And we've already spoken about
Hope. I didn't know that was in there.
To recovery, a year later and signs of a new horn appear. Okay, well, we've obviously discussed this.
You know what, Kate? It goes to show how I listen to or I read your emails.
Yeah, no, thanks. We'll just pretend that didn't happen. So a year after being left for dead on a game reserve outside South Africa's southern city of Port Elizabeth, Hope has undergone about 15 operations to reconstruct her ravaged face. And there's a horn growing.
There is a horn growing.
Yes, you can see the pictures. Put them up. Yeah, so we've already discussed that.
But it is, I mean, that is the good news. We went through this tragic thing with this poor rhino, and we continue with all the poaching to have this as part of our
and
society.
And it's important for us to follow up on it as well.
So important. So we'll keep bringing you updates on Hope the Rhino. What do we have at number 1?
Incredible African leadership from Tanzania that we can all learn from.
Okay, this guy is my new rock star.
I know, he's a hero. Like a hero.
He's my new rock star. He is the president of Tanzania. And I've been to Tanzania. I climbed Kilimanjaro. I went to Zanzibar, which is part of Tanzania.
Yep.
And... you know what? I didn't even know this was going on last year when I was there. But he was elected as the president sort of November-ish last year. And within a month, he turned that country
around.
On its head. He got rid of ministers that were in corruption. He got rid of expensive cars.
Yes.
He changed...
There's a whole list here.
There's a list. No one is allowed to fly business class unless you're the president or vice president. He was like, you work for the country.
Like, who are you?
Who are you? What's going on? He scrapped a celebration that they have for Independence Day in December.
Yes.
And instead said, we're going to use the money to clean up our country.
That's amazing.
No big parties, no
well
hoo-ha's.
Done.
He's a great man.
Yeah.
He's a great man. So he's nearly been president for almost a year.
You can see he's like old school. In this picture, you can see he's old school, which is
from
great.
What I understand, he's what's the right word? He's, ooh, what's going on here? He comes from working hard, from that sort of environment. From he wasn't thrust into this and then felt that it just all belonged to him.
Exactly, and he was owed it.
He's humble.
Yes.
He's humble. And he's changing the country and definitely showing up what some other people in leadership could do, if
well
you're listening.
Then you see all these good things.
We do have good things happening in Africa.
And we could probably take some notes from John here.
And we should.
Yep.
Let us do that. We've got a couple of messages. Chris...
Wow, there's lots going on here.
Yeah. lots going on all over our screens. Chris Meklis, which is from the UK, he said, Brent, we love you in the show. I enjoy you all the way from the UK. Keep rocking, mate. We've got Esther Jacobs. Absolutely love your show. Good stuff indeed. Has the power to change
Look
the world.
Look at that. Look at all of those.
AJ Swanepoel, who's been on our show before, says, huge fan of your awesomeness. Well done, Brent and Kerry. And then we've got Renid Deploy, who says, keep up the awesomeness. I love hearing from you guys. So that makes it all worthwhile.
That's
sometimes,
awesome.
Sometimes, you know, if I don't have the tweets and the things going, I feel like we're all by ourselves talking to each
and
other.
We're talking to each other in our fishbowl.
It's just Kerry and I in our fishbowl.
Yes. Hi, Brent. How are you?
You know, we're just fishbowling it. This is the good stuff on Cliff Central, and we will be right back when we get the commercial sweep going. No.
It's on its way.
Okay.
Please hold your call, it's important.
Business leaders around the globe are committing to building a better world for everyone. CliffCentral.com is joining forces with the Sympathy Sleep Out, taking a stand for the plight of the homeless. We invite you to participate with us in the Sympathy Sleep Out on the 28th of July 2016. Join the ranks of leaders of change by using your influence for what truly matters. Sign up now for the Sympathy Sleep Out on www.theceosleepoutza.co.za. That's the CEO sleepoutza.co.za.
On radio. On radio. More of the good stuff. CliffCentral.com.
That is just, it's one of my best feel-good songs. It's old. Kerry's like, I've never heard it. What is this? Where does it come from? Do you remember the movie Shallow Hell?
No.
With Gwyneth Paltrow?
No.
When she was very, very, very fat?
No.
So basically, the movie goes, it's called Shallow Hell, and she was a really, really over-large woman. Overweight woman.
Overlarge.
Overweight woman. And Shallow Hell is Jack Black. And he gets a spell put on him that he can't see it. And he actually sees people's souls. Oh, right. So he starts dating her. And through the whole thing, she's like, why you want to be with me? I don't understand. It's a really good movie. And that
because
song comes
fat.
From there. She was completely morbidly obese.
Oh,
so
okay.
And it's such a great movie, actually. Because in the end, he realizes that none of that matters. And it's all about the soul. All about the soul. We're all about the good stuff. And every week we get to bring in incredible human beings who are inspirational and doing really good things, and this week is no different. Dogtown South Africa is a pro-life animal rehabilitation center specializing in so-called problem dogs. I want to get into this so I can understand what it's all about. They prefer to call them misunderstood dogs, and they're here. I've got Tracy here, who's a representative of the organization, to tell us a little bit about it and about the amazing work that you're doing. Welcome to the good stuff, Tracy.
Thank you for having us.
It's great to have you here. I'm all about, I would say I'm an animal person. So first and foremost, I care for animals.
Definitely.
I believe that we need to, because they can't, they don't have a voice for themselves.
Exactly.
And your association is looking after the misunderstood animals, the dogs. So what are you guys about?
It basically started about 7 years ago, where I used to volunteer at rescue centers around the country. And then you'd see dogs that have issues that families weren't going to adopt them because of those issues. Sometimes it's a medical problem that's going to cost a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's just an inappropriate behavior with a human, but for a dog it's a perfectly normal behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And I was visiting the shelters and volunteering, and then I watched a program on TV on National Geographic called Dogtown.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a rescue center in America, and they were basically, the program I watched, they'd rescued the Michael Vick pit bull fighting ring dogs.
Oh, wow.
And they were rehabilitating them, qualifying them as canine good citizens, and those dogs were going on to be therapy dogs. And I just thought, you know, if they can do that with those dogs, surely these poor guys that are not going to get adopted and going to spend them the rest of their lives, you know, in an area where it's pretty much like a jail cell, and they've done nothing wrong. They've just not been guided on how to live harmoniously with the humans. So at that time, I actually worked in TV, and I went across to meet the people there, and it was mind-blowing. I came back and closed my editing company down and started Dogtown. It was just something.
Everything happens for a reason.
Exactly.
I said that before we went into the interview, and it really, really, really does. You found your cause and your passion and something that you believe in, and you're assisting those that can't.
Yeah.
What goes into opening up a dog town? Because you need space, there's all these things, these factors that you need to think about.
You know, everybody always says, oh, if I had a farm, I'd rescue them all. I wish it was that easy. Fortunately, I had a bit of funds in the beginning, along with my husband, that, you know, from my business. So that kept us going for the first couple of years. I think my husband was kind of hoping it was just going to be a hobby, and I'd maybe grow out of it and
move on to the
next. I missed the money of my business, but I think he pretty much realized early on that that wasn't going to happen.
That ship sailed.
So basically, what was good from our side was that I did have a little bit of TV background and stuff,
nice.
and Facebook had just come out. So, you know, I'd put a lot of effort into building stories about the dogs, because I realized, you know, to say you take care of 150 dogs is kind of a blank thing. You know, people don't realize how much individual.
Is that how many dogs you have there?
Yeah. And this is 150 dogs that probably would never have been adopted. And then we adopt, I mean, our adoption rates aren't huge, but we adopt out 10 dogs roughly a month, which is 10 dogs that didn't have a chance.
Yeah. And I guess the thing is, there, I mean, if you're rehabilitating the dogs, then you'd want to make sure that they're going to good homes as well.
Exactly.
So you wouldn't just open it up and let anybody come in and adopt the animals after they'd had a rough life or whatever they've been through.
It's a pretty strict adoption process that we run, and we commit to that animal for life. Even if you've adopted the dog and,
it should be like
you know,
that.
A year later you choose your posh shoes and stuff, yeah, we'll come out and help you to, you know, teach you to put your stuff in the cupboard and not leave it lying around for the dog to chew.
Yeah.
But, you know, we commit to those dogs for life. They've done nothing wrong. Mm. And it's something that you've often said, Brent, where you've said, you know, if you enjoy what you do, you never work a day in your life. I mean, I don't enjoy the sadness part of it. And one of the sad things is getting funds and stuff. Mm. People seem to want to support more the sad stories, whereas my passion is to show, okay, this dog had a really lousy life, but look how good they're doing now. Look what they're achieving.
Mm.
You know, and that doesn't necessarily always get you the publicity that you want. But to me, I don't want the dogs to be stuck in that, bad place they were in.
If you look at what trends, whether it's animals or humans or anything else that's happening on social media, and you brought up Facebook there for a second, it is that emotive stuff.
Yeah.
Even in advertising, if you look at like what Dove are doing or what is the food brand that have just launched that new campaign where the son cooks his mom dinner?
And
when she finishes,
McCain. Yeah.
McCain. When she finishes her dinner, there's this beautiful note on the plate.
Yeah,
you're selling vegetables.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean? It's that whole emotive thing that happens.
Yes.
And you want to shy away from that. You want to be telling the good stories. You want to be going, look how amazing these animals are doing.
I want to show that, you know, I mean, we've had some incredible, we call them miracle dogs. Often we take our dogs to vets that have come into our care. And they've said, look, the prognosis is not good. It's not going to do well. And we're like, stop. No, they will be fine. We just need you to help them. And we have loads of miracle stories. And the people get really attached to the dogs.
Mm.
Even though they've never met them, they get to know their story and their journey. And then, you know, it's the same thing again, though. If it's had a bad beginning, a lot more people are interested in them. But, you know, it's just showing that people, that just because a dog maybe did inappropriate stuff, that they're not stuck in that space.
Mm.
They just need guided. At Dogtown, we're all behaviorists. We're all qualified animal trainers and behaviorists. And we work daily with showing
them. It's like problem children.
Exactly. I mean, you know, and they're not born like that.
Yeah.
You know, the environment and the people around them create, you know, those behaviors in the dogs.
So, you mentioned that you'd go, once a dog is adopted, to go and help integration and sort of train owners to put their shoes away. do you do that for anybody, even if the dogs weren't part of your program?
Yeah, we have on our website, we have two parts. We have Barking Mad and we have Dogtown. Dogtown is the actual rescue center itself that we started because of what we saw happening out there. And Barking Mad is kind of our community responsibility. That's where all rescue centers can and public can post dogs looking for a home. If they need assistance in finding a home, we'll do the home checks. We'll do the integration of their dogs meeting our dogs. Our behaviors go out to families and help keep those dogs in their homes, because obviously it's much better if we can help you with something that you think is a big problem and we realize it's something very small to fix.
It just alleviates.
We just want, you know, we can either advise behaviors in your area, or we can come out and help you keep your dog, because a dog's for life.
A dog is for life.
Which is not the mentality that most people have.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you see stories that show that every day, where people sort of, I don't know, getting divorced and want to get rid of their dogs or moving overseas. And a dog is for life and they're like a child and they go where you go. It's the end of story. The big thing, and I guess the question that I need to ask, and I'm sitting down, so don't scare me too much. What does it take to feed and to look after 150 dogs a day? As in, how much food goes into that?
A lot. our food bill averages on about 35,000-40,000 rand a month. Because remember, a lot of these have medical issues, so they're on special diets as well. We're very fortunate in that we do get some sponsorship from food companies, but you would think, you know, animal companies would do a lot more for rescue centers, which it's sadly, there's a handful that will help us. And then our VAT bill is our biggest one. That average, I think this month, that's nearly 80,000 rand.
And you don't, I mean, are there any vets that sort of do it pro bono?
They don't do it pro bono. We get, we work with a specialized vet, Dr. Exley. He gives us a discount. And then our general vets, they also give us a discount. So we do get better rates and we get better sterilization rates, which is something we very focused on. We have another program called Spay It Forward where we help people sterilize their pets, because sometimes it's not because they don't want to sterilize, they just don't have the means. It's expensive to sterilize an animal, and the more animals we can sterilize, the more dogs that are not being born into this world that don't have a home, and you know, it just helps our problem. I mean, I would be the first person who would love to be unemployed. That you don't need a rescue center, I'd be the happiest person on the planet.
But unfortunately, it's part of our society and it's a need that we have, and you're fulfilling that need. It is inspirational and you are doing amazing work. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
If, I mean, people want to follow this and they need to hear the stories, how do they get hold of you? What are the easiest ways?
We have the website, barkingmad.co.za, and also on the website, you can go on there and click every day and help feed a rescue dog in shelters around the country. Montego Helpers supply food to shelters around the country through that. Costs you nothing. You just go on and click. On the website is all our contact details. We're on Facebook, Dogtown SA. We're on Twitter, Barking Mad for Dogs. And if you want to send a little SMS donation, you can SMS dog to 38919, and that donates 10 rand towards the care of our dogs.
Absolutely incredible. We're going to post all of that online so that you guys can find it there as well. It's been phenomenal having you in studio. I look forward to following your story and maybe one day coming through and spending some time with the dogs.
We'd love that.
I would love to. I would love to. This is the good stuff on Cliff Central.
I'm no fool. I'm no fool.
Getting to talk to inspirational people is what we're all about. And Kay, I mean, that's Barking Mad. They're doing really cool stuff.
Yes.
Really cool stuff.
And I'm glad that we're here.
You know, Kerry organized that interview because that's what she does. She sorts out all of our guests.
Thank you.
No, it's cool. It's rad. I like to see people that are actioning change. And that's one of the biggest things.
And we need to create awareness around that.
Well, it's slacktivism versus actually doing something, right? Yeah, yeah. You can either sit around and do nothing, or you can wake up and get involved. Something else that we're involved in as Cliff Central, and you know, you guys should be involved in it too, because it's quite important. It's close to our hearts.
In one way or another.
In one way or another. It's the CEO Sleepout, which is coming to us in July. And we were talking to Charles Lakes off air. He's our guest today. He's our CEO, who's going to be sleeping out, all the way from Elias Mobility. Am I right in saying that?
Yes, you are.
A little bit. I always worry about meeting new people and getting their surnames wrong or getting their business names wrong, because that's exactly what happened to me the first time I was on air. It's one of my stories that I have. It's my icebreakers. I was on a morning show and he got my surname wrong 7 times.
Yes.
In the space of 30
seconds.
Well,
it's an unusual surname. Okay.
Whatever. All right. So the CEO Sleepout's coming to us in July. We were talking off air about how scared we are of sleeping out because it's going to be quite cold. I've spoken to Rian Mansa. I've spoken to a couple of the CEOs. You're going to be on the bridge, right?
Brent, yes, I will be on the bridge together with our 2IC, a student and as well as a scholar for the first time.
Oh, wow.
Because they've flipped it around this year. So they've got this whole, last year it was only the CEOs that were going to be on the bridge, and now they're allowing for scholars to come, leaders of change. And then they've also got the Sympathy Sleepout that we're going to get into in a little while. But first of all, what do you do? What does your company do?
Well, Elite Mobility was founded in 1979 by Tom Ansley, a captain of industry, a doyen, a very well-known international relocation and removal expert. Primarily, our business is household moving, international, as well as domestic. But we also do office moving, fine art, storage, relocations, the whole spectrum of any type of relocation.
I think, you know what, hats off to you, because moving is one of the worst things that I could think of, and I'm so glad that someone else out there is there to assist us, I think. Have you moved before?
Yeah, let's not talk about it. And I've seen the Elliot vans as well. because they branded.
Well, I tell you, it's one of those very difficult things. I think on the list, it's certainly one of the most stressful things.
Very stressful.
It's one of the things that we try and do to make it a lot easier for people.
Yeah, and I thank you for that. Your company, what does it mean to you to be a part of the CEO Sleep Hours?
Well, you know, it's a fantastic initiative, firstly. Secondly, it's to reiterate our support for transformation, and that's in the private sector and the corporate sector. But empowering the next generation through education is something that's key and important for us to focus on. And our participation in this year's CEO Sleep Out is just an extension of our commitment to real change, not only in our community, but nationwide.
I think what's pretty amazing, last year they managed to raise a little more than 26 million rand during the process. This year the goal is to reach over 40 million rand in one night. The girls are sitting here going, what? That's insane. Over 40 million rand in one night. And you've touched on it, that it's all about education, and that's their key focus this year. It's education. It's that transformation.
That is huge.
It's focusing on the kids. I hate this saying because it's so cliche, but children are the future, and that's what we're focusing on. It's for the actual tomorrow. You said you are going to be sleeping out on the night.
I will be, and I must admit that I'm a little bit nervous. It's the most coldest day of the year.
It is.
Although you can kit yourselves out with warm clothing, we are provided with sleeping bags. But over and above just the CEO participation, we're sponsoring the convertible boxes. These little convertible boxes start as a chair and then fold out into a mattress. Not a very comfortable mattress, I must add, but certainly it's similar to what homeless people would be sleeping on the streets. And we've sponsored these things, 1,000 of them. And once the CEO Sleep Out has been completed, we'll be donating those to a school that can use them and put them to good use.
I think those chairs, the fact that it transforms into something that can be used for that sort of thing is unbelievable. We can't get beds for all the homeless people, and there's not enough houses for all the homeless people. So it's a cool sort of initiative, and for them to use it in a good way is flipping exciting.
And for you to give back again.
Well, it's something for us to give back, and you know, we're a proud, successful company, and it's something for us to give back, not only through CSR initiatives, but also to homeless people.
Yeah. Absolutely amazing. Will your company also be participating in the sympathy side? Is that something that we're touching
on?
Well,
that's interesting here. Firstly, with the Sleep Out, one of our IT partners, ITEC Group, we've got them involved. They've agreed to sponsoring it, and Gavin Mayer, their MD, will be with me on the bridge sleeping out. So Gavin, I look forward to seeing you there, and this hopefully causes a domino effect, and I think the sympathy sleep out more important. And so what we've done, the industrial park that we are currently in Centurion, we've been kindly sponsored by Improvon, the property group, who are going to initiate this. A lot of our people will be sleeping out. More importantly, there are going to be a number of companies in the park, and I'm going to read those companies out to you.
That's amazing.
And these companies are going to be participating. Grant Lewington from Improvon is going to be calling them.
So do they know yet?
Or they don't know yet.
This is us nominating them.
We're nominating them, and I'm nominating today, and this is a call to action, and that is Mazda. Mazda's head office right next door to us.
Incredible.
The TiVo Group, the ShopRite Checkers, G4S Security, the Targus Group, Saint-Gobain Construction Group, Zodiac, your pool cleaners, and Antenna Systems.
Absolutely amazing. You've actually nominated these companies that they're going to be sympathy sleeping out on the night of the CEO Sleep Out. What we're going to be doing from Cliff Central is we're broadcasting live from the bridge. So Kerry and I will be on the bridge throughout the evening, but we'll be crossing over to all of the different companies that will be doing the sympathy sleep out. So I'm excited to get to your office park and hear that everybody's there. You have been nominated. CEO Sleep Out guys on Twitter, I hope you're going to put that onto social media somewhere that we've nominated them so we can get them sleeping out. Absolutely incredible. Incredible having you on the show. We're excited to seeing you on the bridge that evening. If people want to follow your company and get involved with what you do, how do they do that?
Well, they can do it directly through our website, which is www.elliottmobility.com.
It's that simple. We're going to post all of that online. We're looking forward to seeing you on the bridge. Kerry, I'm a little bit scared of being on the bridge.
And it's probably the coldest area in the whole of Joburg.
Well, something,
there is a through draft.
Well, this is something
there's
that we
no
didn't
way
think
to
of,
hide.
Right? The first CEO sleep out, they had all these buildings that were around them that sort of kept everybody away from the elements.
This is nice and high up in the sky.
It's high up in the sky. There's going to be some wind flow. It's only one night, so it's not what every other homeless person would go through. But by God, I've spoken to the CEO of IQ Business who said at 3:30 in the morning, when your fingertips are freezing and your ears are cold and you just cannot fall asleep, it gives you a little realization of what a majority of South Africans go through. So it's important. If you want to get involved with the CEO Sleep Out, you just got to go follow www.theceosleepoutza.co.za. It's that simple. The sympathy sleep out only costs you $800, so it's really not that much, and you guys can get sleeping out in your offices. I think the Huddle Up girls, they're actually in the studio at the moment. They're both nodding their heads, yes, yes, yes. We're going to be part of the CEO sleep out in one way.
Yes.
Every week we bring the girls in. I call them a dating site for charities, and they literally give us an insight into what we could be doing right now to change one thing, to literally change everything. Welcome to the good stuff, ladies.
Hello, thank you. How are you again?
Hello. How's it going? How's everybody doing?
Always exciting to be here.
It's great to have you here. What do you have for us today?
Sure, we've got Youth Day coming up next week.
16th of June.
Yeah.
And this is obviously a day that reminds us of the power of our youth and how we are as a generation providing, I don't know, certain, you know, going ahead and making a difference for the youth that we are involved
investing
with
in
the Net HIV AIDS Youth Project. So we're busy doing a Youth Day event next week. So.
But before that, on the 15th, am I correct with the dates? I always get them wrong because there's so many events going on. On the 15th, we're doing an event at the Cookery, which is in Craig Hall, with the Secret Josie's Chef, which I'm sure some of you know about.
Wow.
Ticket costs 520 Rand. You will be cooking food for 100 kids
for the next day.
Oh, wow.
So you'll receive a meal, wine, as well as cooking for the kids, which is
and
quite
then the
exciting.
Next day, yes, we're calling all volunteers. We've got our list already with team leaders, and everyone's going to come through and have a station, whether it be yoga, face painting, cupcake making, and
is
just having a fun
music?
Day.
Okay.
Yeah. Youth Day.
That's for Youth Day. That's the next day after we'll the cooking event.
Distributing 100.
If there's one thing that I can say is that you girls know how to put an event together. I went through to one of your Deep Slurs events, and I promise you, it was so festive. It was crazy.
I don't think we'd ever realize just how many 500 kids was.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
We can do this.
Yeah. This one, Brent, let me just tell you as well. In December, I had never experienced Nate's HIV in Orange Farm. And when I arrived there, these are like Orange Farm moms. These are their children.
They know
each and every one of them, and they wait for them to arrive. And it's just, you know what, it's an emotional thing.
Well, I saw it in Dipslet when we went through to that school, and there were kids literally waiting outside, queuing to get inside, to not just for the food, for the playing, and for everything else that you had going on there. So I think what you girls are doing is absolutely phenomenal. So we've got the cooking class happening on the 15th.
Yes.
Where you not only get to cook for all these kids, but you get wine as well.
I'm all for that.
I don't mind that at all. And then on the 16th, of June, which is a Thursday,
yes.
I stand to be corrected, mm-hmm. is a public holiday.
Yes.
Get your ass off
we
your couch and do something.
Yes.
Get to Orange Farm.
If people want to get involved and they want to volunteer either their money or some time, what do they do?
So they can contact us. Our website is www.huddleup.co.za, and my email address is kirst@huddleup.co.za.
And then I'm Paige, Paige, @huddleup.co.za.
And we're on Twitter and Instagram.
Huddleup_ZA
for both.
Everybody's all over the place on social media. I'm gonna be posting all about that online on cliffcentral.com, plus on goodthingsguy.com, because we put everything on there. Absolutely phenomenal having the girls in the show. Kerry, it is almost the end. What?
I don't like that.
It happens every Tuesday. We get through an hour in the blink of an eye. My change one thing for this week is pretty damn simple. Whatever you do, just focus on being happy. There is nothing else that matters in this world. You got to wake up every day, and you got to
be
in your not only about being positive. What you feed your mind is sort of what you take with you wherever you go. So try your hardest. I meet people constantly who are quite negative about their situation, whether it's South Africa or global or whatever. You don't have to be. It's a choice you make. Life is either a challenge or an adventure. Mm. That's that simple. One thing that I want to mention just before we close, is last week we had Joy from Hospice that was in studio with us. Yes. And I must tell you, the response that we got from that interview was just phenomenal.
Can I tell you what happened, though? When she was here, Hospice Wits on Louis Botha in Orange Grove, they were robbed a few days before she was here.
She didn't say anything about that.
No, they were robbed and they stole 120,000 rand cash from Hospice Wits' shop on Louis Botha in Orange Grove.
And they didn't mention anything about that?
No.
She didn't want to?
No.
Wow.
So if you guys want to get involved, you either take your old clothes, your old furniture, old books, anything to Hospice Wits, or if you want to donate money to make up for what they lost.
Because that's how they get all their business, is through those charity stores. That's how they make their money.
They had a charity evening, and it was a charity evening where it was a fundraising event as well. And then after the event, they were robbed of 120,000 rand.
I'm a little bit flabbergasted. So if you want to help Hospice, the response that I got from the story was incredibly positive. The one thing that I mentioned during the show last week is that if you're not going through it, if you're not in that experience, if you're not part of or needing hospice, because let's face it, everybody in this room is quite young. Yeah. We don't think that we would ever need to. But it is something that when you face that, you become a little bit more aware of how much that means to society.
Exactly.
To have a good hospice working. And the way that they make their money is through charity stores. Mm. So if you could take anything there, I didn't even know about that story, but that's why we're here, to bring you breaking news to sort of assist them.
So get involved.
The response I got was amazing. And I got to visit a hospice last week. I promise you, it's not like a hospital.
No,
I don't know if you've
not.
Ever been to one.
It's like going home.
Well,
it's like your bedroom. They've
got proper bedrooms with these comfy big duvets and massive flat screen TVs.
They go out into a pretty garden.
It's flippin' cool, and it was an eye opener for me to be a part of, to see what these amazing people are doing for society. So kudos to that. Great having them on the show. Well done for organising. That's the good stuff for this week. If you want to catch up with all the other shows, you can visit cliffcentral.com or goodthingsguy.com. I nearly got my own website wrong. goodthingsguy.com. We celebrated last month over 500,000 unique readers, which is insane because we're only 10 months old.
Wow.
And they released this week the top 10 websites in South Africa, and at number 10 was broadband.com or .co.za or whatever they are, and they had 1.2 million readers. They've been going for like 10 years. So, you know, people want good news, and that's what the good stuff is all about. We need to stay motivated. We need to inspire others. We're in this together, and the only way we'll get through this is together. Don't ever forget that. And the last thing is, in the right light, at the right time, everything is flipping extraordinary. It's all you got to know. Please tune in again next week, Tuesday. We will bring you more good stuff. Over and out. Have a terrific Tuesday.
Unradio. Unradio. More of the good stuff. Cliffcentral.com